It was English.
Sorry, Chris.
Oh, boy.
Forgot about that. Whack.
Call the House Rules Committee to order at 4:06 on April 21st at 4:06, 2005. For the record, present are Representative Coring, Harris, Rookberg, and Coghill. We have a forum to do business. Today we had calendared House Bill 147, Insurance Omnibus Bill. We would not be taking that up today. Also, holding over HB 98, Non-Union Public Employees Salaries and Benefits. Just for the information of the committee, staff is developing some amendments on the issues we talked about yesterday, and we'll be bringing the bill up for disposition as soon as we can. And we didn't notice that here. I'll just probably going to go ahead and recess to the call of chair after today. So, yeah, Representative Berkowitz is present and Representative Cartula. I just announced that we are not taking up.
I'm not sitting in that chair.
That.
Thank you.
No, you didn't like sitting next to me anymore, or what?
Vic wants to sit next to you, and Beth has a skirt on.
Oh, that's a lot better than me, I guarantee.
That's really out of order.
Well, that's why I'm sitting in this chair.
I know.
That's not your
name. I know, that's not your name. At any rate. Well, I just, for the record, let the record reflect, Representative Berkowitz and Cartula have joined us, and that we're not taking up 147 today, and not taking up House Bill 98 today. We're going to take up House Bill 103, and Mr. Hilliard, sir.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name's Heath Hilliard. I'm staff to Representative Kelly. I have before you a blank committee substitute for your consideration that I would like the committee to adopt, and I will explain that change very briefly.
Jeff Version, Representative Coghill.
Mr. Chairman, then I would move that we have the F. Bullock version 41905 CS for House Bill number 103 before us.
I'd object for discussion.
Objection is noted. Mr. Hill, do you want to explain the differences?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To Representative Berkowitz's objection, to explain the main difference, there was an amendment offered in the House Finance Committee that was, in essence, what is the F version. However, the structure that was given, it was a specific amendment, not a conceptual amendment, that Representative Wyrock offered to this bill that the sponsor was receptive to. However, the draft or the amendment that he offered was technically incorrect in the way that it was structured. So we have presented a more accurate version or more correct version for the committee to adopt.
Representative Berkowitz.
Have you run this through Representative Wyrock?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Berkowitz, no, we have not.
Because it's his conceptual amendment.
It's different.
Maybe he had something in mind that this doesn't encompass. I don't know.
Mr. Hillard, you want to respond to Representative Berkowitz's inquiry as to the your understanding of the conceptual amendment offered?
Mr. Chairman and Representative Berkowitz, as I said, it wasn't conceptual. It was he had
an amendment. Have a written amendment.
Yeah, drafted and prepared that, again, the sponsor accepted. And in essence, after conferring with the drafter, Mr. Bullock, over in Ledge Legal Drafting, we concluded that the way it was structured in finance was simply not correct. The way it had been structured, and I don't have the specific amendment in front of me, essentially said, now the original version said an actionable claim against the state under A of this section shall be tried by a court without a jury. And Representative Wyrock added after that period, the court may request a trial by jury otherwise. And so the conversation with legal drafting was simply that we didn't feel that the way Representative Wyrock had presented the amendment was technically correct.
Mr. Chairman. So then the substance then would be this sub B, unless the state requests a jury trial, comma, is what he was really looking to insert. I mean, was it that permissive?
Through the chair, Representative Coghill, admittedly, since I have this had the CS drafted, I hadn't clarified it with Representative Wyrock, but given the nature of his testimony and his comment on the amendment, I believe that it is consistent with his intent. Obviously, I can't speak for him, but I was present through the entire committee hearing, and I believe it is very consistent with the intent of his amendment.
Representative Curtillo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The thing that's worrying me about the two versions is in the first one, the finance version, it says a state may request, but so that doesn't intimate that they're going to get it. Doesn't intimate that they are, but the first, the version we've got right now sort of intimates when you say unless the state requests a jury trial, there's just a slight intimation there that they will get their jury trial, the state will. I mean, that's a subtle difference, but I'm just a little confused by that. Do you know, is there any intent on that, on the record?
Through the chair, Representative Curtillo, I was to some extent relying not only on the amendment that Representative Wyrock offered, but also my recollection and of the nature of the discussion as surrounding the amendment. I would be happy to, I believe the sponsor would be happy to allow it to stand as he originally amended, but when conferring with the drafter, we didn't think that it was consistent with what his desire was. And granted, we probably should have been more active in pursuing Representative Wyrock's opinion. It was not an intentional omission.
Well, I guess we could take it at ease for a couple minutes, unless the committee is. I understand the question here. It looks like there is, as I understand the differential, it's permissive in terms of May, indicating that the court could refuse.
Right. That's right. That's the way I read the first one. The second one, I'm just not sure.
No, the second one seems to be that there seems to mandate that upon a request,
that's my confusion. That's right, Mr. Chair.
So what was his intent, I guess, is the issue. Is that
right.
The point being raised?
Right. I'd be happy to go try to make contact with him very, very quickly.
Are they meeting in finance right now?
They are.
And you?
I'd be happy to.
Well, you want to go get him or?
I mean, his amendment is up. If he wants it to pass, he better get in here.
Well, Stan,
I'll go get it first. Okay.
There you go, John.
Stan, any further questions, Mr. Hilliard?
Stan. Well, actually, I do have that further questions.
Okay, Representative Berkowitz, sir.
Okay. Whether it's permissive or mandatory when the state requests, what criteria would the state use to make that request? And I ask that with the understanding that this is, they call this the Bethel jury. Bill, is there worried about Western Alaskan juries?
Well, through the chair to Representative Berkowitz, I do know that, admittedly, there have been some parties that have referred to it as the Bethel Juries Bill. The sponsor, however, does not. We have highlighted a couple of sample awards, two of which happen to be from Bethel, but as you can see, there are also sample awards, one from Ketchikan, I believe one from Juneau, that we also reference. And just for your reference, this was not a list prepared by the sponsor. This was a list prepared by the Attorney General's office as a sample.
Okay, and with that list in mind, if I could, Mr. Chair, what would the sponsor's sense be of what the correct jury verdict would have been? I mean,
the jury, you want to read?
In other words, were these cases sent up on appeal to the Supreme Court and those awards, initial awards reduced?
Through the chair, Representative Berkowitz, my understanding was is that in that two of the cases, the judgments were reversed on appeal. In one of the cases, I believe that there's still post-trial motions pending, and that would be the Lance Miller v. State, with respect to the examples.
Okay, I'm not talking about when the verdict itself was reversed, because mm-hmm. that's a separate issue.
Good.
I'm talking about when the award was reduced.
Mm-hmm. Through the chair, the direct answer to Representative Berkowitz is I simply don't know actually what the status was with regard to the award. I have been relying largely on counsel from the Attorney General's office.
Representative Wyrock, could you join us up here, please?
Sure. Is this the jury trial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to kill that.
You're not alone.
You want
Representative Wyrock, thank you for attending. You're here at the request of the chair to answer the question of the committee regarding House Bill 103, for the record, sir.
I think, as I recall, that the amendment to the bill was that the state may request a trial by jury. I think that was the amendment.
You have them before you, the version that...
No, but I remember the debate. I remember the amendment, and I remember the bill.
Okay. Here's the amendment. here's the redraft.
We wanted to make sure what your intent was and if the new draft, the F version, is agreeable to.
So there's a, and under, unless the state requests a jury, essentially, that does the same thing. What it does is the state and no one else can request a jury trial if the claim is against us, if the state's a defendant. And I thought, well, sometimes it's in some cases there ought to be a jury trial. I think it's fundamentally unfair. I mean, the intent in this behind this bill was that I'm sorry, I've just gotten caught flat-footed on all this. The intent behind this bill was that keep these large jury verdicts from occurring in Western Alaska. That was the example given, and that it was juries that were giving large jury verdicts. And the data, however, showed that many of these verdicts were either reversed on appeal or that the state was not taking advantage of a mechanism called remitter, where you can ask a judge for a decline, if the jury was just so outrageous beyond all reasonableness. And so the purpose of this amendment was simply to allow a jury trial in some instances, and that would be the state rather than a carte blanche non-prohibition. In some ways, to give all the authority to the state in a jury trial seemed to address what the concern was, that if the state wants a jury trial, fine, then let them have a jury trial. But that essentially was it, I guess, my intent in the amendment. In all cases, why prohibit it? I mean, the deal here was the juries are being harmful to the state. Well, if the state wants a jury trial, let them live by the consequences. So this was to give a benefit to the state so they wouldn't be subjected to a jury trial, but if the state thought they could benefit further by having a jury trial, then give the state the opportunity to have a jury trial. That was the reason for the amendment.
Thank you. Is there any questions? Representative Carthew.
So is it a mandatory then if the state requests it that they would automatically get the jury?
Well, the way it works now is if a complaint's filed and you file an answer, within 5 or 10 days you have to request a trial by jury. And this, if the state could request a trial by jury, but the non-state party could not. That's all it does. That's all it allows.
So do you believe that the committee substitute fairly reflects the intention of your amendment? Then?
It's an optional. The state may request a trial by jury in this one, unless the state requests a trial. I guess it's the corollary of it.
Oh. Well, the criticism, President Rawak, of the amendment you made in finance was that the word may is permissive and may have allowed the court to deny it. So we wanted to make sure that was the new CS is consistent with
No. If the state requested a trial by jury under my amendment, then it was a trial by jury.
Okay. Well, that clears that up, I think, in my mind. So. Any questions? Thank you very much. I appreciate your coming out of your schedule.
On ethics while I'm here.
Oh, well, unfortunately, we don't have that right.
Well, we can always.
It's somewhere at the 24-hour rule, right? Yeah, no, right.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion?
You still object to the version?
About the bill?
The version. You still object to the version?
We have the CS before us that's been objected to. Is the motion. You withdraw your objection, Representative Berkman?
I withdraw my objection.
We have the committee substitute version F before us. Any further discussion on the committee substitute?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Berkowitz.
I think, from what I know about this bill, it's an accusation against Western Alaskan juries without any foundation. I think it strikes at the root of the idea that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I don't know why the state gets to choose and why the plaintiff wouldn't. I don't know why we're trying to take away the jury's right to review cases. It seems to me a bit of sovereign arrogance for us to pursue this course, and I would urge us to reject this bill soundly.
Oh, Representative Cartula, did you wish to add to that?
Let me weigh in too. Well, here's a little wrench in the works. Nothing in here tells me why you'd allow the state to have this versus other defendants either. I mean, why would you let the state off the hook when you don't let any other defendant off the hook. And the reason given, the main reason given, is, you know, juries in Western Alaska is a pretty offensive reason, actually. So.
Well, according to the testimony before us, I haven't had a chance to review this file in great detail, but I'm not so sure that's entirely accurate.
Right, it might not be. Just unfortunately, that was what was said.
Representative Harris.
I mean, I've heard maybe three of these four are in Western. Oh no, two of them are actually in Southeast. In our packet here, it says sample jury awards, but maybe there are more from from the western part of the state. But you know, two of the four, one's from Ketchikan and one is from Juneau, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Juneau. And the other two are Bethel. So, I mean, two of the four are not from Western Alaska. They're from other parts of the state. So.
Well, I'd be very offended because I'm the guy that authorized, that sponsored the bill to authorize the extra seat in Bethel. So, well, by golly.
Mr. Chair, if I could respond to the speaker here for a second.
Representative Berkowitz.
I mean, what I heard, though, from Heath was that of these four, two had been reversed. The verdict itself had been reversed. So the question of whether the amount was satisfactory never really got addressed. And of the remaining two, I don't know what the, I don't recall what the outcome was. But if we're basing a huge policy change based on four cases without considering the totality of all the evidence here, that's fairly arbitrary on the legislature's part. You know, we don't know if these are aberrant cases. We don't know if, by and large, juries tend to favor the state or not. The anecdotal evidence I've heard is that judge tried cases tend to break in favor of the plaintiffs more often. I find it particularly ironic when the conservative movement in America is screaming about the power of black robe judges that. We'd have a conservative member of the legislature taking power away from the jury and giving it to a judge only. So I don't see the intellectual consistency of this. I don't see the practical need for it. And I don't see any evidence that would support a charge that the juries are out of control anywhere.
Representative Harris.
Maybe I can have Heath come up here. Sponsor's not here, but... Heath, was there any request from the Department of Law to have this bill brought forward? I mean, have they mentioned that there's a lot of difficulty with jury awards and that sort of thing throughout the state?
Through the chair, Speaker Harris, Department of Law has been very involved and willing to assist us in preparation of this bill and doing research, but there was not a specific request by them. The sponsor has stated in numerous committee hearings that the primary motivation for his sponsoring of this bill was, A, at the request of a constituent who is a retired attorney in Fairbanks, and also out of sort of a general personal predisposition that he had when this request was brought to him by his constituent. So, I would say Department of Law has shown, well, they have been involved and they have been willing to assist our office. However, they have at no point in time essentially offered a position. And I would say that also on behalf of the Alaska court system.
Well, I get educated all the time here. I don't know that much about the court system and all that, but we have a couple of attorneys sitting here and more than I do, but... Is there, this says an actionable claim. What types of, any type of an actionable item against the state? I mean, is this, is it all like civil cases, no criminal type case against the state or anything, or what?
Through the chair, Representative Harrison, I believe that either Representative Berkowitz or Kertula could probably answer in greater detail than myself, but I believe this refers only to civil torts. I mean, only torts. I mean, that's my understanding, that there is no, I mean, standard civil case. There's a distinction in the Constitution between, I believe, Article 1, Section 16, which provides for general civil trials, jury trials in civil cases, and Article 2, Section 21, which simply says the legislature will establish a process by which actionable claims against the state shall be handled, and we do that in statute.
I assume A, wherever A under the statute, probably describes what kind of cases it could be.
And I would just, for the record, for the committee's reference, and I did mention this in the sponsor statement, but this was the process whereby actionable claims were handled prior to 1975, and that change was made. It was a relatively, if I can characterize, arbitrary change that the legislature in 1975 did on behalf of Senator Butrovich in a controversy arising with the University of Alaska. So this change that had been in place, or this process that had been in place for, you know, nearly 30 years from statehood forward, was changed in 75 for one case affecting the university, which had been disposed of by the time the bill had passed.
Is that the National Aircraft Leasing?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Berkowitz.
Thanks. How many actionable claims against the state would be affected by this? I mean, how many are there on an annual basis? How many go to jury?
What I have, through the chair, Representative Berkowitz, my understanding after conferring with the court system and Department of Law, that on average, in terms of cases that actually go to trial, somewhere between the neighborhood of 5 and 10. It's very difficult for them to track, to give me a firm number, but that seemed to be the average. And I believe the number 5 is roughly what Mr. Wolliver from the court system based his fiscal note on. According to Gail Voigtlander, who is the Assistant Attorney General that we've been dealing with from Department of Law, I believe that there is somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 applications, you know, 75 requests for actionable claims against the state, trials against the state in a given year, and that roughly 5 to 7 of those, so 10% or less, go to trial. And that's a rough number.
And of the 5 to 10, how many does the state win?
Through the chair, Representative Berkowitz, because of the difficulty in gathering the gathering and analyzing the data, neither the court system or the Attorney General could provide me with concrete information with regard to how many they actually win or what the average jury award was. And just sort of for your edification, that was the nature of Representative Grunberg's question, some of his questions in both state affairs and judiciary.
Because, I mean, if that's what the Department of Law is telling you, I find that to be incredible. I mean, if they've got 5 cases a year, say 10 cases a year, and there's not somebody across the street who could go look up each and every one of those cases, and even for the last 5 years, and that's only 25 to 50 files, and be able to tell you who won, who lost, and what the average verdict was, and especially if you could contrast that with what happened in judge-tried cases, I think we don't know what we're doing. We don't know what the consequence of this is going to be.
Well, I would suggest that we should have these statistics because, as I take it, the state legislature is going to have to appropriate the judgment awards on an annualized basis. So there should be a pretty readily ascertainable record on this. But nevertheless, I notice, the chair takes note that there is a number of us that have other commitments, and at 4:30, I would like to bring this to question before the committee, and unless there's any further discussion of the bill. Representative Berkowitz.
I'd move to table this until we get that information.
There's a motion to table. I would object to the motion, and would the clerk call the roll, please?
No.
Representative Coghill?
No.
Representative Corey?
No.
Representative Boyer, not present. Representative Berkowitz?
Yes.
Representative Crotula?
Yes.
Chair Roquefort?
No. The motion fails. We have before us Representative Coghill.
This is tough for me, but I will move that we pass CS for House Bill 103. Out of Rules Committee with individual recommendations.
I'm going to object for I'm going to pick up on what the minority leader said and ask that the sponsor provide this information as quickly as possible before we calendar this bill on the floor. Would that be doable?
Mr. Chairman, I will do my absolute best.
In due deference to the minority leader. With that, I will withdraw my objection.
I don't object.
There's like objection to, before the committee.
I'd like to, I'm not aware, I would like to speak to the sponsor. I know that the sponsor's staff is here, but I'd like to speak to Representative Kelly a little bit about this, get a little more in-depth. I don't have a problem with a jury trial. I mean, I think sometimes juries award are crazy, but I'm not sure that a judge's awards are always necessarily all that good either. So I'd like to get a little more in-depth into this before
I withdraw my motion.
Before I let it out of the committee. It's not that I want to stop it, but this is a pretty serious matter. It could be a serious matter, and so I'd like to speak to Representative Kelly a bit before.
I'll do a deference here. I just don't... not sure we'll have time to pick this thing up again. As I've indicated, I've asked for information from the sponsor before its calendar.
You're not going to have another meeting in the next 24 hours?
I imagine
hours?
I will. Well, I'm not sure.
You're not so sure?
I'm not going to.
All right. Well, before it goes on the floor, I'll withdraw my objection. But before it goes to the floor, I'm certainly going to do my...
I think the sponsor staff has heard the message loud and clear. There's several questions about this bill.
And I would like to indicate...
By accepting the committee substitute, for the record, it puts it back in my inventory. That's what it does. So are the objections maintained?
Yes.
The objection is maintained. Could the clerk call the roll, please?
Motion is to move the bill from...
Motion to move the bill with the attached fiscal notes, right? And individual recommendation.
Representative Cortola.
No.
Representative Harris.
Yes.
Representative Conte.
Yes.
Representative Corrin.
Yes.
Representative Berkowitz.
No.
Chair Roper.
Yes. The bill moves out of committee, but with the caveats to the sponsor to keep us posted and inform both the speaker and the minority leader of the information we request.
Just for the committee's knowledge, I mean, I certainly have been pursuing that information quite seriously, and I just haven't been able to get it, and so I don't want to think there's any, deceit on our part at all.
Check with the finance people, because they have a record of the judgments paid. Then you can go backwards from there to see what happened as far as any diminished judgments on the part of the courts, if they took it in remitter.
Yeah, right? And let me be clear. I mean, I don't have any question that you're trying to get this information. I think you're probably getting stonewalled by the Department of Law a little bit, and I think in some ways they're setting you up here.
And I didn't think you were suggesting that. I just wanted to be clear. We're trying to find it.
Very good. Okay. We're going to recess to the call of the chair. Thank you very much.